Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, Chile's Ballet de Santiago and their Swan Lake are at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin from next week. César Morales is the artistic director of the ballet company, having danced with them and all over the world. So what does it take to be the best? Does living out your dream of a life on stage compromise your health and well-being? Well, I can ask him because he's on the line now. César, you're very welcome.
Hello, thank you for the invitation.
Did you always know that you wanted to be a dancer, César?
Oh, I mean, from when I was a little child, I always wanted to do something to be in the arts, but I didn't really know if it will be dancing. I did a lot of things. I even liked to sing, draw, painting, and I did that from very early age. But at some point, I got to the theater and I have the opportunity to see ballet for first time. And it was after that really that my world changed. Like I just saw these and for me were like superheroes. And I said, I really, really want to be like them. I want to do that. And that's how it started.
And I was talking to a friend of mine recently whose son had an audition to be a professional ballet dancer recently. And we got talking about boys and dance and ballet. Yeah. And I was saying that I think we've come so far. And I still feel, however, that it's more acceptable for a girl to play football than it is for a boy to dance. I don't think that's right. But are things different in Chile? Did you come against that a little when you were growing up?
When I was really young and I started in the ballet school, I did this kind of audition to get to the school, and I was the only boy 11 years old trying to get in. All the others were over 18 when they can just then decide if they want to do it. So it was, before it was difficult. I think it was more difficult than now. Now people is starting to understand and seeing more things. Like you see it online everywhere. You see what the dancers do, but it still is not equal. Obviously, always it's more girls that come to the ballet school than boys. But I think the world is changing because if you think now, many big stars in ballet world are men. It's male dancing, male technique, like big jumps, a lot of turns, and that really attracts people. So it's changing, but it's still not the same.
And as you said, on stage, they're like superheroes, You know, and it's so true. It's such talent. What about turning professional then? At what point did that happen in your life?
Well, that was after, I mean, my first contract with Ballet de Santiago, because I started in Ballet de Santiago, I was 16 years. And that was after I had a scholarship in Houston Ballet in Texas, in Houston Ballet Academy. So I went there at 15, I studied for a little bit less than a year, I come back. And it's when Ivan Nagy, the director at that time, he saw me and he offered me a contract to be in the company. I was very young age. I was the youngest at the time. And it was a big change of life. But I remember very well seeing all these principal dancers. Like, it was a huge thing for me, like, because I used to watch them from the school, and now working in the same studio daily, it was a big change.
This was an amazing opportunity, but did it come at great personal sacrifice? As you said, you were very young, you were living far away from home. How did that feel?
Yeah, I mean, it depends how you see it. For me, there were not sacrifices because it's what I wanted to do. I was so happy doing it and I loved it. I remember going to normal school and just wanted to get off and take the bus just to come back to ballet school because I wanted to be in the ballet school. And afternoon. So it wasn't sacrifices, but it's true that if I think that now, yes, I was really young. I left my family at 15 to go to another country. I had to stop my studies from the normal school that I finished later at night, because I used to work in the company all day. At night I was studying, finishing my school. And it's an effort, but when you do it and you see what it comes after or what you get, is I don't see it like a sacrifice. It's what we decide to do. It's our passion, so we do it.
What about then the toll on you physically? Is that the same? Because there's a stereotype of the many hours spent rehearsing and training and pushing your body to the limit, the bandaged feet. But does all that fall into the background because you're doing what you love?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we are athletes, and athletes need to be this high level of intensity to show. I mean, a ballet dancer is a very, very strong athlete. And that's why it looks so easy, because that is very, very difficult to make it happen. It's all strength in your muscles. And it's a work that you need to do it at high intensity. But in my days, we didn't have all what dancers have now. I mean, now you have Pilates, gyrotonics, and even when you go to a gym, you have more information on how to keep your body better, stronger, and in a safe way to do it. So I think now the dancers have a longer career than before.
And how many hours would be dedicated, say, for Swan Lake now? What are the sort of hours that go into rehearsals?
Well, for example, a normal day in this company, you start at 10:15 and you finish like 15 minutes to 6 in the afternoon. But that have an hour 15 that is the normal class, ballet class that every company, every dancer does every day, just to get your body going and ready to do the job. And then you have a series of rehearsals. So the dancers are not all that amount of hours in continued dancing. They have breaks for lunch, they have here in Santiago, you have an hour and 15, then you have 10 minutes free, then you have an hour 15, but you separate in groups as well, because when you have a big production at Swan Lake, for example, it's good to take the swans in the morning. So you work with them in the morning, and in the other studio, you have principals. It's moving all the time. It's not that they're, for example, the swans doing the work of the white act all day. It's not like that. But you need all the amounts of hours to start rehearsing every piece separately. And now, for example, that we are just a few days to go to Dublin, now we started yesterday just putting all together. So now they're running the ballet.
And how is it looking?
It's looking great, of course. No, it's looking
beautiful.
Great. Everyone is working really, really hard. It's always going on tour. It's difficult, because it's not dancing in the same theater that you dance every day or every month on the same stage. The weather, the food change, you don't sleep in your bed. It's very different, but it's very exciting. I mean, in my career, I was in two big companies that they were touring companies. And it gets a little bit of time to get used to, be moving all the time. But it gives you a strength and a capacity very strong. I mean, make dancers very strong, and it gives them, I don't know, it pushes them to continue and not to be always in the same place. They love to dance with other audiences, in other theaters, see other places, other countries. So it's a beautiful opportunity to do this.
And this show is all about health and wellness. And I talk a lot about finding joy in life, finding something that gives you joy, and finding something that puts you in a flow state. So for some people, it might be painting, and it doesn't have to be professional. For some people, it's swimming in their local gym. I'm sure there's many times on stage or when dancing that you're in a flow state. Can you put into words how that feels for you and what that means for you?
Well, I mean, to have a career and to live in this world inside of art, we live like with magic all day, to be honest. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's something that takes a lot of you. You have to put a lot into this to make it happen. But when you do it with your heart and you really have this passion, it's that it makes the difference. Because if you do this kind of jobs just because you want a payment at the end of the month, it is very hard. It's very hard to do it, because like to be doing repetitions of the same things one and another time, you have to have the passion to do it. But it makes you happy, and then then you can give it back when you pass to the other level, that is ballet master or whatever, anything you want to do in your life. I think that the career, the dancer's career, it gives you a lot for anything you want to do after. It gives you the pushing, the strength, and you know how to put yourself in place, to keep your nerves down, to, and I think it makes you a stronger person.
Yeah, dance is the universal language.
Yeah, it is.
And I also think the arts plays a huge role in our well-being, going to theater, going to see dance,
Yeah.
looking at art. What would you say to somebody who's never been to ballet before and thinks perhaps it's not for them, it takes a particular kind of person? What would you say to them?
They always gonna feel something, and anything they feel is already the job done for the dancers or for us, the company.
I love that. And if it is your first time, I think Swan Lake is a great one to go to, whether you're a regular ballet fan or a first time. And Ballet de Santiago's Swan Lake is at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin from the 18th to the 23rd of August. Artistic director and dancer César Morales, thank you so much for coming on.
Alive and kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.